This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The cost of wokeism is you must cheat to win, or you must use totalitarian techniques to get compliance. Those are the two ways that wokeism works. They don't work organically. Wokeism doesn't work that way. Wokeism isn't about human nature. It's about forming human nature. It's about actually taking people away from human nature and making them to become something different than themselves. And while many parts of the world will bend to this force, there's always somebody willing to fight the power. And America is that somebody. You are that somebody. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. There is a price to pay for freedom. I'm going to talk about the cost of wokeism, but I want to talk about the cost of freedom. We willingly pay this price. It's the only thing we know. And we don't even think of it as a payment. I don't. I know how I live. I know what I'm willing to fight for, and I'll fight for it. And there's a lot of me. And I know we always use these corn-fed white boys from Kentucky or something to make people understand, oh, you know, those crazy radicals are militia. But people are glad those corn-fed white boys are out there ready to fight for this country. The same way when I talked the other day about you can decry the person that's ready to put his fist up, ready to go to war on your behalf, and you can call him a warmonger. But let me tell you, when he's warmongering on your behalf, you're pretty happy he exists. And I think the conservative group in America hold this American spirit to heart and are willing to go to war, are willing to fight. And here's what I will tell you. Human nature says I'm willing to fight for one, self, and two, I'm willing to fight for those I love. And I'll tell you something, a little secret. You'll fight harder for those you love than you'll fight for yourself. There is a price to pay for freedom, folks, and we willingly pay it. We have for centuries. And that is why America exists today, and we continue to fight to this day. And there are some, if they could look at what we're doing, even those that storm the beaches of Normandy, and they may look at us and say, you know what, guys, no matter what you think about what we did physically and what we gave to the cause of freedom, you are in a bigger war. The price of freedom, folks, while high, cannot compare to the cost of doing nothing. And what is doing nothing? By my definition, it's wokeism. It's people who have too much time and energy to spend at nonsense. And you know why they have that time and energy? Because you pay for it. We pay for wokeism. We pay for this nonsense. We pay for gender studies. We pay for ethnic studies. We pay for religious studies. We pay for things that, quite frankly, don't really need study. Oh, Kevin, we have to understand the world's religions. And why? I'm not talking about as a pure academic exercise. If you want to study something, study it. There are people that study etymology. I'm not into bugs. I'm not into, I mean, in as much as I want to know what it is, what is that? Well, can that one hurt you? I'm sure there's a reason why people study spiders. There's a reason why people study flora. There's a reason why people study the bees. And whatever else. I get it from a purely academic point of view. How is a bee aerodynamic? How many times do you have to flap your wings if you had the body like a bee, right? I get it. But purely as an academic exercise, not as to how to apply it to sociology and the way the world works. Studying women and saying, okay, well, women are degraded and they're this and they're that. talk to any psychologist and tell them, all I'm going to do is tell you how bad you have it. Well, what do you think you're going to do? What do you think you're going to become if all people do is tell you how bad you are, how bad, bad, bad? You're going to go, you know what? Screw it. I'll just live up to it. Price of freedom, the price of doing nothing, wokeism. What is the cost of wokeism, the price of wokeism? I spoke about it the other day. I have many examples, but Facebook's parent company, Meta, forecasted a weak holiday quarter, I should say, and significantly more costs next year, wiping off about 67, you ready for this word, billion off of Meta's stock market value, and adding more than $500 billion in value already lost this year. $622 billion loss in market cap. Now remember, Facebook was supposed to be one of the companies that was going to hit that mystical $1 trillion mark. They lost $622 billion in market cap. That hit old Zuckerberg in the pocketbook. Facebook Meta, folks, is not a government company. The Fed can't bail them out. And once the Fed has used up Facebook, it will move on, because that's what locusts do. And you can bet that the Fed is already looking to change the rules to penalize Elon Musk for turning over the Apple cart with his purchase of Twitter. But it's only paper money. If Musk scuttles Twitter, he'll get a huge write-off. But with Musk at the helm of Twitter, America is already in a better place. And even if Twitter fails, America will be in a better place. Either way, we win. Except we're going to get the bill. But I want to also let you know about wokeism losing, because other tech companies, Microsoft, Twitter, and Snap, cut jobs. They scaled back hiring over the recent months because of the global economic growth pattern, which is slow. Higher interest rates, rising inflation, and energy crisis in Europe have caused all these companies to back off. Facebook had an impressive run, they said. 18 years, these people never laid anybody off. But people change. People in their 20s and 30s will suddenly move away from Facebook and from TikTok and other things. And Zuckerberg bet on this new metaverse. And I agree with him. At some point it will go. But the question is, will he be the one at the helm when metaverse takes off? They say it may take another decade, but I'll say this. Maybe that'll give Zuckerberg enough time to actually wake up from wokeism. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The demise of wokeism is not anecdotal, folks. Without other people's money, wokeism fails out of the gate. And if it doesn't fail out of the gate, it fails in the long run every time. Look at any city controlled by the woke, the leftist, the progressives. They change their names because they got to change their names to protect the guilty. Look at these cities and tell me what you see. Tell me what wokeism gets you. You want me to tell you? High inflation, high unemployment, high crime, and a host of other things that none of which you... Oh, Kevin, there's all this, you know, there's all the high tech that you can take this, the mass transit. You can see the museums. They got the best restaurants, etc. Maybe. I see art as I travel across the nation on those little country roads, and I see the farms and people growing these amazing crops that feed the world. I see art watching those just waves of grain, as they say, just blowing across the landscape. You see a grain silo, a little country farm or a barn, or you see some cattle, and you see the beauty and majesty of what God creates, and you say to yourself, there's art all around us. I don't need to go to a city to see art. Kevin, you can go see a play. You can see a play in Whitefish, Montana. There's art all around us. And by the way, there's many plays happening right before your eyes as long as you don't miss them. It's like that little tap on the shoulder that God gives you from time to time. Do you listen? Do you hear it? Do you wonder what it is? Are you hearing that voice and wondering what it is? Because I know what it is. It's your common sense. It's that inner spirit of God saying to you, do this, do that, do this. Do you hear that whisper and do you do it? And if you're like me and you've done it and you find out, wow, I walked that path that something told me to go down and it worked. Now, you can believe it's you. You can believe you're brilliant. Oh, I'm so brilliant. I'm the reason that this happened. Well, good for you. If you believe that, then you have a pretty inflated view of who you are. Because let me tell you, you're dumber in more things than you are smart in the things that you know. You're much more dumb than you are smart. And the minute you realize that, you say to yourself, now I'm prepared to learn. As we say in the martial arts, you got to empty your cup. Because yes, there's a lot in that cup. You think, oh man, look at my cup, it's overflowing. No, it's not. Your cup has a drop in it compared to what's out there in the world. I was listening to Jordan Peterson say this. I'm going to talk more about him another time. But he says you should be happy when you're ready to move on from what you know. But it's tough to do, isn't it? It's funny. I will admit I never thought of it that way. But I thirst for knowledge. I'm always ready to move on from what I know. Many of you are, by the way. Thanks for being here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. See, leftists are never ready to move on from what they know. It's all they know. They have to be. They're like prisoners. And I know you're always using bad analogy. No, they're like prisoners. They walk the line. They're told when to eat, what to eat, how to eat, etc. They cannot break away. And thought is the one thing that they dare not break away from. They have to stay locked in this thought. I was listening to Andy Cohen. It was by accident. I turned on Sirius Radio. There was nothing on the normal channels I listened to that I wanted to hear. And Andy Cohen was explaining why he voted for Hochul in New York. And he was saying that the other guy was for closing the borders. The other guy was for saving the lives of babies in the womb, etc. So, in other words, Andy was for wide open borders that create all kinds of problems. He was for killing babies. And there was one other thing. And I thought to myself, he legitimately believes that what he said, these 3 points he made, which were all crazy, they were all idiotic, were right. He will not move on. And the reason is he's in what I usually call a cocoon of ignorance. But that's the way the left works. I asked earlier, what is the cost of wokeism? Jeff Bezos saved the Washington Post, all in an effort to get Donald Trump, to keep Trump from getting elected. Then he used his writers and stuff to make Trump's presidency pure hell. And now Jeff Bezos is bleeding red ink in most of his businesses. Amazon, who used the United States Postal Service to get an advantage over its competition, is now trying to get Congress to do things for them because they're losing money. Without that advantage in shipping costs that the taxpayers pay, Jeff Bezos can't run a successful company. Well, you know what his competition did? FedEx. FedEx recognized that Amazon is not a supply and demand company. They're not a product company that says, I make a widget, you want it, here it is. They are a shipping company that's guising itself under products. And what FedEx decided to do is say, we don't want your business. You figure out how to build your own infrastructure. to do it. And you know what FedEx decided to do? Concentrate its efforts on being the best at shipping. How do we innovate and make sure that guy never beats us? Because you know what his products are going to need? It's going to need trucks. It's going to need planes. It's going to need drones. It's going to need whatever it needs. Telepathy at some point. Well, they'll teleporting, right? It'll teleport the product to you. And FedEx is like, we're going to be the leader. FedEx responded. They knew they were being used, and they cut Amazon off at the knees. And you can bet they're going to continue to look for ways to innovate, because Bezos has a lot more on his plate. He lost half of his wealth in his divorce. He's losing Trump in the divorce, because as much as he went after Trump, I bet Bezos would be happy to admit that life for him was much better under Trump. Life for his employees, they were much happier under Trump. So I ask you, how many examples of wokeism gone bad do you know? How many do I have to give you before you understand that wokeism as a loser is not anecdotal? There's nobody in the woke business that's doing well without government finance. And even if they are doing well by ripping off the Fed, a.k.a. ripping off the taxpayer, it isn't helping them. They don't have a better satisfaction of life. They're not feeling, ooh, look at me. None of it's working. Look at, I could go into their relationships, and you know, as I tell you all the time, don't make friends with leftists. Don't let your kids marry them. Don't bring them into your family. Don't make them your business partners, nothing, because you're bringing a cancer. You're bringing an evil entity into your surroundings whenever you, and I know, Kevin, I can make them better. I swear I could make that lefty better. I can make them come to the left. Don't do it. Let them come to that conclusion on their own. They got to hit rock bottom, and you don't want to be rock bottom for them. You don't. How many other examples of wokeism failures can you name? Companies that shut their doors or moved out of woke, okay, black neighborhoods, right? How many can you name? Well, I know a few. Stick around.
Radio show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Friday is the 69th annual National Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery. Speaking at the event, Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration believes veterans and their families deserve to be taken care of.
Fulfilling that obligation means making sure veterans can access the support and the resources they need to thrive.
Consumers of all ages and income groups are feeling less optimistic about the state of the economy due to recession fears. The University of Michigan's early consumer sentiment reading for November fell 9% from last month to its lowest level since June. Buying conditions for big-ticket items decreased sharply due to uncertainty over rising interest rates and continued high prices. From all of us here at USA Radio News, if you are a veteran, thank you for your service. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
You can hardly turn on the TV these days without seeing Don Lemon, Poppy Harlow, and Caitlin Collins. I'll get it out. They were advertising their new show. They didn't even have a name for the show. They just had them talking about it, and Don Lemon was in this really futuristic white outfit, looked leather and, you know, designer outfit. And the two ladies, and they were, you know, again, heavy promotion. I saw it over, and it didn't matter what channel I was watching. I'd be watching Discovery, and they'd hear something else, right? So in the New York Post, they talked about that, how this flashy new morning show that was that had the demoted Don Lemon on bombed in its opening. After all that promotion, it bombed. And here's what they write. Despite heavy promotion from the network, CNN's This Morning's first show drew a mere 387,000 viewers and averaged 71,000 viewers in the advertisers' coveted 25 to 54 age demographic, according to Nielsen. By comparison, MSNBC's Morning Joe amassed 793,000 viewers head-to-head from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, Fox News' Fox and Friends came out on top, averaging nearly 1.5 million viewers. No show across CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News ranked lower than Lemon's program. On Tuesday, dubbed CNN This Morning, the broadcast was pitched as the left-leaning network's re-entry into the competitive morning show landscape and was heralded by Lemon as a promotion amid reports that he was being demoted. The anchor had been moved from his now-canceled 10 p.m. primetime show to share the spotlight with two other hosts. So let me say this. Let's just analyze where we are right now. Don Lemon loses his show, primetime, single host. He goes to mornings where he splits his time with two other white chicks. And he wants you to believe he was promoted. See, that's Don Lemon's narrative of what happened. I'll let you decide. But I can tell you this, most of these people are looking to be their own on their own show and see how that does. This was a prior to this. This is, again, from the New York Post. This was done. This particular article I'm reading from is back in October. CNN anchor Don Lemon revealed that he felt the political focus of his next primetime show had gotten stale prior to his move to the struggling cable network's revamped morning show. Lemon, who is set to serve as co-host of the new CNN This Morning beginning November 1, said he grew, quote, tired of the politically charged nature of primetime news. Let me tell you what I watched with Don Lemon, because I was on with him quite a bit before I went over to Fox. I watched the guy who let his identity be dictated by his audience. He never had an identity. And when he thought he latched onto the right one, the woke one, what did it do? It backfired. Don Lemon lost his show for a very simple reason. His show sucked. His show could not carry the weight against other shows. And by the way, I don't think some of these other shows are that great. It isn't like the bar is so high for these shows that you're like, oh, of course, nobody could beat me up Fox. Fox is easily beatable. There's nobody on Fox that you listen to and go, oh, my gosh, you know, there's just all, it, like the Limbaugh of radio. Look, Tucker Carlson's good. Jesse Waters? I mean, seriously, look, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I'm just telling you, I don't see any. And I know people like him. I'm not saying this isn't about like or dislike. My question to you is, do you think there's people better? Look, I liken this to Usain Bolt, who used to run the 200. And they said, one day he said, you know what, I think I could win the 100. And people are like, oh, you're too tall to win. What are you talking about? He goes, well, maybe I should run it. And he runs it. And who holds the record? Usain Bolt. Every one of these guys that's on TV, that everybody, ooh, Tucker, Jesse, Hannity, Laura, whatever. Let me tell you something. There's an Usain Bolt out there that goes, put me in the race. I'll show you what they can do. By the way, I'm one of them. If I had a show, I can tell you in short order, my show would be ranked at the top. I would be battling it out with whoever is the number one show on Fox. I'd be battling it out within months, easily. I don't even have to guess at that. And I'm not bragging about it. And by the way, I'm not the only one. Tudor Dixon, you know, she's running for governor in Michigan. Let me tell you, give that lady a show. I've done a TV with her. She is funny. She's clever. And she could easily handle a show. And so much so, you know what she said? I'll just run for governor. I got to tell you how many people that I knew from my past that I've, you know, reconvened with in one form or another. Saw, you know, went back home, ran into them somewhere. And to a person, they go, you know what, Kevin, always expected great things from you. And I'm not telling you this because I'm trying to make you like, ooh, because I promise you, people that know me, I don't care about this stuff. I care about it in the sense that I'm glad they saw that in me because I've always felt it. And unlike most people, I'm not afraid to tell you that what I'm good at, I'm good at. And so I'm looking at Don Lemon is a joke. He says, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that was a factor. You know, that he was bored. He was tired of the news. They go on, they say, the left-leaning actor was known for frequently targeting former President Trump in his nightly monologues. That's all he had. See, Don Lemon would have been better off if he had said, you know, there's good things, there's bad things about Trump, but let's focus on some good things. I don't know what would have happened, but it would have been a shocker, and maybe people would have listened. He became a one-trick pony. I told you guys, I sent a note to his producer. This was after I got fired from Fox. I said, look, Don could use some help. I'd love to come on, have some good spirited debates on some of these things. But you know what he did? He brought in Chris Cuomo so they could self-congratulate. Oh, you're the best. No, you're amazing. No, you're amazing. And know what happened? They're both gone. Here's what he wrote. He said, look, has it been frustrating over the past couple of years having to deal with politics in the way it's been dealt with in prime time? Yes. Was I tired of it? In some ways, yeah, it's gotten old. But I also think that we were transitioning to a different time. See, that's a rationalization for saying, I don't know what the heck I was doing. Wokeism killed me. He's never going to say this stuff. I'll give you Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah, he's a star. He's all over the place. And I don't know what real clear politics is fascination with always keeping this guy's clips up. Because he's not funny. He's not clever. You want to know how I know? Because even though they gave this clown a job for 7 years, you know what he did? He lost 75% of his audience. Now, how can you survive losing 75% of your audience? This is a network executive go, you know what? Tap you on the shoulder and go, this isn't the job for you. Well, that's what happened with Don Lemon. Network executives came in who were serious about the bottom line and not some stupid ideology. And they said, Lemon, you've had enough time. Enough is enough. You know, you try to sit up here looking like some little prissy dude talking about your LGBTQ lifestyle, you know, and beating up on the other side when the other side doesn't have a problem with you. Don Lemon didn't realize that. Frustrating. What was frustrating, what had to be frustrating for Don Lemon is to have to get up there and spew his nonsense and then go live a life that's nothing like it. Black men are getting targeted. Black men are this or that. Don Lemon didn't even live his life. I mean, here he is, Mr. Black Lives Matter. You want to know who his mate is? A white dude. That's his, and I use my finger quotes, husband. He doesn't even walk the walk when it comes to race relations. You know what? If it's all about black lives, why don't you have a black dude? See, making him live his life, making him live his lie is what I really should say, because that's what they do. Don Lemon had to leave CNN every day and go have the world cater to him. A gay black man in the world, oh, that's Don Lemon. Don Lemon, Don Lemon, Don Lemon, Don Lemon. He wasn't getting followed in stores if he went to Bergdorf's or whatever. He didn't get followed. If they followed him, it was because they wanted money. They were like, oh, he's going to spend some money. Look at his wardrobe. I could go on. He went to restaurants. They rolled out the red carpet everywhere he went. He couldn't find the life that he talked about people live. He couldn't find it in 1,000 years. Nowhere around. Every weekend he's at some party. He's hanging out with the most Tony people in New York. And then coming out to you, Donald Trump is bad. Donald Trump and conservatives and the conservative movement and gays and we need our rights. And people are going, what? What are you talking about? So his show flopped. And so has his morning show. Because that's the only outcome of wokeism. Period.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. For those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I know that there must be just a range of different emotions. I want to say, up front, that I take full responsibility for this decision. I'm the founder and CEO. I'm responsible for the health of our company, for our direction. And for deciding how we execute that, including things like this. And this was ultimately my call. And it was one of the hardest calls that I've had to make in the 18 years of running the company. And a lot of why it's hard is you know, obviously it has a big impact on your lives. But also, you know, for our mission, we're losing people, who, you know, you've really put your heart and soul into this place. And, you know, each of you is talented and passionate, and, you know, each of you has played a role in making, Meta the success that it is. And, you know, no matter what team, you may have worked on, you know, each of you played a role in contributing to the products that billions of people use to connect every day.
Welcome to the wake-up call, Zuckerberg. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. That was the CEO of Meta, a.k.a. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, having to come to the realization that, you know what? You don't always get just overall quarter-to-quarter, year-to-year growth. Sometimes you got to look at what you're doing and figure out, uh-oh, maybe I'm not doing it right. This guy has had the most negative impact to politics of any company in history. $400 million this guy put into elections in order to get his brand of leftism in place. And look, you can look at these midterm elections and let these fools try to tell you that we lost. There was no red wave. What do you call this? This was a red wave. This chump has to lay off 11,000 people. Elon Musk smoked 3,750 of the Twitter folks. Half his staff. This guy's got 80-something thousand people. He laid off 11,000 people. He cut the knees off of 11,000 leftists who were all out there fat, dumb, and happy, counting their money year after year, pretending that life as they know it doesn't have to exist. And you know what 11,000 people are going to have to do? Look, I don't know if there's anybody good over there. If there are, sorry for you. But let me tell you what 11,000 people who were completely distorted now have to do. These suckers got to go out there and get real. They got to get back into the workforce. And one of the worst times to do it. One of the worst times. I can give you some numbers, folks. It is not good out there. New York-based Citigroup letting go of roughly 50 trading personnel this week, according to people with knowledge of the moves who declined to be identified. The firm also cut dozens of banking roles amid a slump deal-making activity, according to Bloomberg. London-based Barclays cut about 200 positions across its banking and trading desk this week, according to a person with knowledge of that decision. The moves show the industry has returned to the annual ritual that's been part of what defined life on Wall Street, cutting workers who are deemed to be underperformers. Remember, not long ago, people were going, just be able to fog a mirror and we'll hire you. Please, just come and apply. Bonus, $500, $1,000 bonus. This is for truck drivers and janitors and things like this. And now they're culling again. Amidst what Biden said was a great jobs report. Woo, look at us. And, oh, Wall Street, post-election, Wall Street shot up 900 points in all these different things. You know what the left is doing? They want you to believe that it's all good. I heard this. Inflation is finally settling down. Oh, yeah, gas is still almost $2 a gallon higher than it was under Trump. But inflation is settling. All this stuff is settling. Let me tell you what's settling. What's settling is this job market and people who are finally starting to look at this stuff are going, uh-oh. Equity assurance plunged 78%. This year through October, as the IPO market remained mostly frozen. In other words, people aren't dare trying to come into this marketplace and declare themselves public companies with the stock market in triage. But they go on to tell you even more. No reprieve in 2023. In recent weeks, executives have grown pessimistic, saying that revenue from robust activities in parts of the fixed income world has probably peaked. And that equates, and that equities revenue will continue to decline amid a bear market in stocks. And what they're telling you is the stock market will continue to be bear, not bullish, which means moving forward, but bearish. He said, most of the banks are budgeting for declines in revenue next year. Investors know the general direction of the market, at least in the first half, and the thinking is the client demand for hedging has probably peaked, meaning people are going to freeze their money. It means money's going to be in short supply, which means interest rates are going to go through the roof. I'm just telling you, here's what's about to happen. There is no good news ahead for this economy. None. And it's a very simple formula as to why. Joe Biden, leftism. Pick one. They both apply. They said among Wall Street players, beleaguered Credit Suisse is contending with the deepest cuts thanks to the pressure to overhaul its money-losing investment bank. The firm said it's cutting 2,700 employees in the fourth quarter and aims to slash a total of 9,000 positions by 2025. I want you to contrast this with what Donald Trump had to do in his first 2 years when he took over this anemic, bought economy with quantitative easing from baby black Jesus. And they didn't do any quantitative easing with him. They weren't printing money for Trump. They were doing everything they can to thwart whatever he did. And you know what he did in that first 2 years? He turned it around. You remember what gas prices were when Trump inherited from Obama? Obama had $4 gas. Trump knocked it down, worked on energy independence. I went through this whole litany on a radio show the other day because the host hates Trump. He hates Trump. And he helped it with the inflation or whatever. I said, that's absolute nonsense. And I read off all the things Trump did, and I said to them, same thing I say to you guys every day. I'm no Trump homer. He doesn't need me in his corner. But what I am is a Trump realist. And I get sick of people who fall for the leftist narrative, and then they get mad when I go, look, if you want to tell me I don't like Trump's when he's criticizing DeSantis because it's childish, I agree with you. You want to tell me Trump makes bad personnel decisions? For the most part, I agree with you. You want to tell me you don't like everything he does? I agree with you. But I'll also tell you this. Do you like George Bush? How was he? Did you like Barack Obama? Do you like Biden? In other words, there's a lot that I don't like about Trump, but you want to know what I like? I like success. I like a true market for growth. That's what we were experiencing under him. Now, I don't know how you feel. I don't care what kind of guy. I don't care if the dude has four wives and, you know, ain't paying child support. If he's doing what he's doing right now, what he did for us, he gets my vote. See, because I'm not electing him on his character. I'm electing him on his ability to get stuff done. And here's what's interesting. Donald Trump goes to Wharton, graduates with good grades, because if he didn't, you'd know, gets a loan from his dad, makes it into a billion-dollar company, becomes not only a pop culture icon, but a political icon, and suddenly he's a pariah, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. You'd think he was a Mormon. And you get this knucklehead. Barack Obama proudly admits he smoked dope, used coke. Joe Biden, who knows what that knucklehead's done, and look at his son. Trump has none of these character flaws that these people are talking about, besides a couple of divorces. And everybody's like, oh, I don't like Donald Trump. It's just stupid. Look at what's going on in this economy and tell me you wouldn't want Trump back.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.